was like some rich, like, I think doctor was giving them away. And my mom took them. And she was like, ¿te quedan? I'm like, I don't know. So I put them on. I was like, yeah. She's like, okay, though, I love it. I'm like, all right.
That works.
So I was just there. I haven't worn them.
Big pimping.
But they are size 12. They're a size bigger. I think, or they're, no, they're 11. They're a size smaller, actually. Forgot.
Yeah, you got big feet.
Yeah.
Welcome back to another episode.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to another episode of Simpin' Pimpin'. I'm your host, Brian. With me, as always, is your host,
Jesse.
And your other host, who's surprisingly not, he's not here.
Surprisingly?
Come. Yeah. Ricky.
At this point, it's just like a pleasure if he's here.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, no.
I'm just kidding.
He's been here every episode so far. Thankfully. But we don't know what happened to Ricky.
Like, we actually don't.
We actually don't know. We
hope he's good.
He did send me something on TikTok, I think, this morning. But then we haven't heard from him, and he's not here. He hasn't replied to our messages on Instagram or my phone calls.
So I don't even bother calling because he doesn't answer my calls.
He might be asleep. So we're recording.
Or is he out with a lady, and he doesn't want to tell us?
His thing is live. It's showing that he's at home.
Yeah, sure.
If he is out with a lady,
not like out, but like, you know, they're together right now.
Nah. But we know that Chio is at the mall right now, so you guys want to go look for him.
He's there right now.
He is currently inside, what is this? Oh, a parking structure. But he's going into the mall soon. It's a cool mall. It's really big that he's at.
Actually, it's probably good that he's not here, so he'd be too close to me.
Oh, yeah. You're going to do some unspeakable things to you. Double check the dogs,
I guess. I rearranged my room. Well, I just moved the dresser to the other
side. Yeah, why'd you move that?
Because I wanted the Ethernet cable not in my way.
That makes sense. I feel like there's more light in here, though. With that.
Yeah, it's weird, huh?
I think it's just blocking that.
But
why don't you have the... Never mind. I don't know why you did that.
What?
Why don't you have the dresser rotated towards this way and then rotate the monitor, the PC on with it?
Well, I could have.
It would have looked better.
Yeah, I'll probably do that. But it's fine.
Here we are.
Here we are.
We're
alive and well.
Yeah, it's just gonna be us two today.
Yeah. What is there to talk about?
We got Friendsgiving. We finally figured out what everyone's bringing for Friendsgiving. So that's coming up in...
Yeah.
Oh, did we record that? Or the week... I think we recorded the week before. No, the weekend before Friendsgiving. Is that how you say it?
I think so.
Where did all my apps go? There it is. Let me double check that. Yeah, so we recorded the 23rd, and then the 27th is when it goes up. And the day
for
up.
For show.
So we're excited.
Jaden will be here.
Jaden
will be here.
Yep.
Having it inside.
Special guest. We're actually throwing it just for
having Jayden. It inside just for Jaden.
Yeah, because he's a baby.
Or else I'd be outside and you motherfuckers would fucking freeze. That's actually, true. No. I was already thinking of doing it inside either way.
Yeah, it would be cold. And it'll make sure that all the food is warm long enough.
I just want to see Jaden.
Huh?
I was like, plus I just want to see Jaden.
Yeah.
Jaden's a good
one. Put him in a pumpkin costume.
But yeah. Oh, like how's your 2 weeks been, Brian?
2 weeks? It's been 2 weeks. Pretty good, I would say. Yeah, I'd say 2 weeks. Yeah, it's pretty good so far. So good. I have this habit where, like, at work they'll be like, "Do you want to go home today?" And I'll be like, "Yeah."
Yeah.
It's like once a week, but I have a habit of being like, "Yeah," but I should just start giving it to someone else to like give them a chance to go home. But I'm just once I hear you want to go home,
here's like.
It's like I miss my bed. I need to go bed.
Let me go.
But yeah, no. I'll see you next week. I'll say no. Right, we got a lot of new hires. A lot of new hires. Shit. And right now, the guy in front of me is
a lot of people to fucking.
Oh yeah, I gotta train a lot of people. Like every week, they'll switch them out, and I'll get a new guy. But there's a guy in front of me who. Well, he's not dumb. He's just
oh,
he gets distracted talking to someone, And then he's missing his packages, so I'm just there pulling his stuff and my stuff. And I'm like, come on, bro. That's why I went home early on Friday. Friday, they asked me if I wanted to go home. I said, yeah, because he just couldn't stop.
Lock in.
He couldn't stop, bro. He's good at his at the job. It's not that hard to do, honestly. And he's all like, I just this job is good because it doesn't take a lot. Is what he said. But still, it's like, come on, you gotta at least do the job, so I don't have to like overwork myself. But at the end, he's still pretty good.
Fair.
A lot of those guys, a lot of characters come in and out. I'll tell you that, dude.
I forgot to ask my dad's compressor.
Oh, he's here then.
Oh, that shit always turns on.
Oh, randomly? It's Sophie.
Sometimes he forgets to turn it off. So I'll be in my room and just out of nowhere at 3 in the morning, he'll just turn on. I'm like, okay. I gotta go to the back.
You don't think his neighbors will... the neighbors will get his?
I don't think so.
I would get mad if I would...
They would have told him something by now.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Plus, man, that's cool with the neighbors.
So, yeah, we got Friendsgiving... Finally, well, for the most part, it's planned, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone has their what they're going to bring.
I have the list. You want to hear the list? I mean, you probably already seen it.
Read out to the
listeners. I'll read it for the listeners to know.
Read it to the people.
So, Mr. and Mrs. Diaz and Daisy and JJ are bringing... Daisy says she might make a pie, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I still put it down as dessert because it's a pie. And then they'll be bringing either an alcoholic bottle or an 18-pack. But they don't know yet, so we'll look forward to that. I'm actually going to be making a marinara meatballs. So the plan is meatballs, marinara sauce, put some mozzarella cheese and an Italian seasoning over that, and then bake it, like the cheese bake it. I'm going to cook the meatballs on a pan. Then I'll bring that, and I'm making pulled pork as well.
Sounds good.
Because we were lacking protein. Zarya's bringing lasagna and cups because, you know, we don't want to use up all your cups. He said he wants to make his own lasagna, which is... I mean, I told him, like, Zarya, if you want to try to make it, you got to, like, at least experiment it. Because I told him that you were planning to experiment your pad thai.
That's what I did.
And, he's like, I was like, just buy it at the store.
That shit came out fire. But next, when I make it for Friendsgiving, I'm putting fucking chili on it.
Yeah. That red chili kind of thing. Yeah.
Because it's like, it's got flavor, but it's not like spicy or anything.
I was deciding what kind of meatballs I should make. And I looked up and there was this like sweet meatball and soy sauce meal thing, which is meatballs. And it's like soy sauce and like chili and like whatever, but it's like... Look, it's like a, I don't know, like an Asian dish. It looked good, but I think it would keep it classy with the marinara. Gio is bringing chips and cookies, just because I imagine he's gonna be busy.
Pretty simple. Yeah, and he's probably. I think he's flying in that week, or like coming in that
week. Like the day before, I think he said.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ricky said he's making chicken parm.
I don't trust that man around meat. No, I'm just kidding.
I know why. I know. But I think he'll be able to do it.
Yeah, he'll do that.
Undone's bringing plates and silverware. Mm-hmm. But he said he'll bring, if he sees anything in the store, he'll bring that too, like drinks or dessert. So there's that. Albert said he's bringing veggies. And amazingly, no one said mashed potatoes, but he said he'll bring mashed potatoes. That's
funny, dude. Everybody's like, man, I'm just going to bring veggies. There's no veggies there.
Yeah. You're bringing pad thai. Santos is making ham, and he's making a cocktail. It's some soju apple cocktail. Sounds really good. And then Ahmed is bringing dinner rolls and some spirits.
Yeah.
Not any kind of spirits, but ghostly spirits, you know.
What?
Sounds good.
Ghostly
spirits. I'm excited.
Speaking of ghostly spirits, my beer outfit's over there.
Oh, is that what you wore for the cousin's Halloween
it's
party?
It's just in the bag over there in the corner.
I can't even see his name. Yeah, you want?
That show is so funny, dude.
Okay, so you went to your cousin's Halloween party?
Yeah, I mean, it was just like a kickback.
A kickback.
It wasn't really a party, but it was cool. It was chill.
Fucking, it was for Halloween.
I took Sansa's out. It was for Halloween, but like 2 days after. He was Men in Black, but it was funny because my cousin Carlos, like, he lives down the street, right?
Yeah.
And then we're showing up to my cousin Bianca's house. Uh-huh. And I saw him outside, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm gonna go pick up my cousin and then we'll be back. And I'm like, for sure. And then I was like, Carlos, what do you think Santos is? He's like, John Wick.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, wait, that's actually, I was like, you do look like John Wick.
Yeah, he did kind of look
like John Wick. He looked John like Wick. John Wick, but he was like, oh, Men in Black. I was like, just say you're John Wick, bro. Say you're John Wick the rest of the fucking party.
That's cool.
But he just said he was Men in Black still, so.
Well, if he's Men in Black, he's Men in Black.
It was cool, though. It was fun. We fucking, it was funny because we were playing beer pong. Well, yeah. I was, and then, because I was wanting to play that whole night, and I was like, I want next. And fucking Angie was there, Angie and Ernie.
Yeah.
Angie was there, and she was like, no, I want next. I'm like, no, I want next. And she's like, we'll just play together. I'm like, all right, Santos, fuck off. That's fucked. And it was funny because it was my cousin's friends, and they were on a like 3-game win streak.
Yeah.
Weirdly, because they were just beating people. I'm like, nah, I have to end this shit. I made every cup.
You made what?
I made every cup.
Oh, shit.
Not in a row, but like, oh, I made every cup.
You finished it. Angie was just dead
weight. I think Angie made one cup, probably. I try to remember. I think I made every cup, though. But
every cup you had a chance, Fishy.
Yeah, I kind of just turned into like prime fucking Kobe. I looked at my cousin. Carlos was on the side.
Was it actually, what was in beer in them or
no? It was water.
Water, okay.
But we had like drinks and like drinking. And
yeah.
That was funny because I think at one point I made 4 in a row, and like 2 of the shots I didn't even look at the cups. You could ask Santos. I legit just I would either look at my cousin or I looked at the players that were playing, and I just threw the ball and it went in.
Kobe in his last game with 60 points. Just
legit. It just felt like, I think I was just fucking too much alcohol at that point.
Yeah.
And then it just, everything went in.
Why was Ernie and Angie there?
Because they're friends with my cousin. Okay. Bianca. Okay. Weirdly. I was like, not weird. It's not like weird, but it's weird that they're friends. Because I wouldn't have guessed.
She probably works with one of them. Yeah. What does Ernie do for work? Does he still work at the, I don't know.
No idea.
They got a place together. I did not. Right? They have an apartment or what is it? A house?
I think they have a house in DHS.
Yeah, so nice.
They've been telling me, they're like, so when are you going to go over there? I'm like, you guys send me the address, I'll be there. Yeah. I haven't got the address
yet. They
got
to be the one to invite you. You can't just be like, hey guys, I'm here.
Yeah, like, hey, or hey, where's my invite? Like, I'm not
going to
do that.
Oh, sick, we're watching a movie? Okay. sit on the couch. And just...
Yeah, but they're always like, yeah, you, Albert, Mo. I'm like, Mo's not in town. Mo's in New Mexico.
Yeah.
So, but it was cool. I saw Elliot's brother, Rhino.
Rhino Elliot, yeah.
I saw David there because he's friends with my cousin Carlos. I was like, the fuck?
Everyone's friends with everyone. Small world, huh?
Yeah. I was like, what the hell?
I still haven't I still haven't had like the small world moment yet.
Yeah. Which was funny.
Well, like, I haven't been to like, you know.
Yeah, and then I dragged Santos on. This fucker, he got drunk.
At least he lived down the street.
Yeah. It was funny because I think the time changes that night too.
Yeah.
So what was supposed to be 2 a.m. it was 1 a.m. again. And we're like, another hour.
Oh, yeah.
So it was daylight saving the day. I was like, damn.
Yeah, my cousin works the graveyard shift at Walgreens. Not this one, but somewhere else. Mm. And he's all like, damn it, I worked that day and I got to live through it. I remember one time him and I worked the graveyard at Jack in the Box and we had that happen to us too.
That'll stay an extra hour.
We got paid the extra hour, I think. Pretty sure we did.
Dubs.
But still, like, terrible. I hate how dark it gets now.
Even I love it.
You love it?
I love it.
I get sleepy faster. I'm just like, oh, no. But I woke up at, like, 4 p.m. and it was already getting dark. And I was like, shit, it's late, bro. And I look, and I'm like, it's only 4. And that's usually the time I wake up from my nap.
Last time I just start playing.
Huh?
That's the time I usually just start playing, like, at 4.
I got a record on COD Zombies right now. The highest round is 35 with 1,200 kills.
Okay. I have to reinstall that game, actually.
Why did you
uninstall it? Because I keep packet bursting.
Are you letting the shit download and all that?
Yeah. Well, not right now, but... Because I'm going to do some shit to my PC for it, but... I keep packet bursting, and it's like... It's so, like, inconsistent with the frames.
Oh, okay.
So, we'll get that to work later.
Sorry, I'm getting my lunch ready for today because I haven't ate.
What are you getting?
Well, right now I just got a notification from Jack in the Box that they're doing a free Cluck sandwich for with a $1 minimum order. So I'm going to get that.
I don't know what I did to my finger.
I'm going to get that without the bun because I need my...
Need carbs.
No carbs, but just... Oh. Yeah. No, without the bun is what I said.
Oh.
So we talk no about... carbs. So we talk about the thing.
Trump's 45th or 47th. That's it.
We're not going to say anything else.
Ricky
comes. Actually, I want
to. I don't want to get told to kill myself.
Yeah.
No, that means I didn't vote for Trump. Anyways,
yeah, that happens. So. We're not going to go into detail with it, but it happened.
I was trolling my mom the whole time. But that's because like
Mo.
No, my mom.
Oh yeah, because
her and I have banter like that.
Yeah. Because your mom doesn't want like Trump. She's all like, you were like, what? Tell the audience what you did to her.
It was funny because I mailed my ballot because I was like, I don't want to go in person. I don't care for it. Well, I don't care to go in person.
Yeah.
What I meant to say. So I was just like, I gave my mom my ballot. I'm like, here, for Trump. He's like, put that right here. Por qué dices eso? And then she checked my ballot. She's like, okay. Yeah, but...
Yeah, I went voting with my in person with my older brother, and they it's weird because I went to the one at the church, and what they do is like they'll have you come in, and then you go to like this room with really thick carpeting, like you can feel it. You'll step on it, and you just feel how thick it is, dude. I was like, Jesus Christ, and they check your name and your address on there, and they print out this little slip, right? It says your name and then this number for them to put you in so you can vote.
Okay.
And I chose touchscreen voting rather than paper vote because I like pressing the screen.
Yeah.
And I guess this lady's all like, oh, I got to go on lunch right now. So if when you finish, you find me or find someone and they'll help you. And the little slip she had, and I guess they lost it. So I'm there like waiting for like, because I got to put this thing in the machine so it can get counted, right? And they lost my thing, and they're like, well, just stand right here, whatever. Keep in mind, it was my second time voting. I voted in 2020.
Yeah.
And I put my thing in, because the lady who lost my paper, she's like, oh, I vouch for you, you can just put your paper in. And I was like, okay. And there was these two old women right there, like, making sure you're doing it right. And they're like, is this your first time voting? I was like, no, it's my second. And they're like, we have a second time voter over here. And they started clapping. I was like, this is fucking embarrassing, bro. So stupid. Like, I voted eight years ago?
Second time.
Voting. 8 years? No, 4 years? Four years ago. Flam bad. Four years ago. 8 years. I don't know why. Four years ago, I voted. And then this time, yeah. No, wait. Did I vote 4 years ago?
Yeah, 2020.
Yeah, you're right. Damn, that was the first. Yeah. Probably. I can't do math. Yeah. 2020, I voted. That was the first time I voted in this one. And I didn't do the, what's it called? When like 2 years in, they like do that one vote. Yeah, I didn't do that shit.
For fucking Congress?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I think it's Congress.
But yeah, here we are now.
Here we are. Another day. The fucking.
Another day.
There's a TikTok that Ricky sent me that's funny, but I'll show you after.
Okay.
Because that shit is, yeah. But
I don't know how long this episode is going to be because we really don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah, because like...
Especially with Ricky gone.
Ricky's gone. All I've been doing is this. Valorant.
I've been playing COD. Yeah. Not really much different right now.
Look at my stats.
I've been thinking about is just like Friendsgiving and getting it all together. Because honestly, if no one was like... Because we could say we're having Friendsgiving, but if
no one was down, it'd just be like me, you...
Ricky, Diaz.
Yeah.
Santos. Did Santos say he was going to come? I don't think he... No, yeah, he did. He's making a ham. I'm excited for his ham and the drink he's making, because... Why'd you make that face?
I'm going to get fucking hammered, aren't I?
Dude, I can't believe we forgot mashed potatoes. No one's bringing mac and cheese, surprisingly.
Yeah... I mean, I'm already making the pad thai, and that's already, like...
Tell your mom to make the mac.
Yeah. Oh, I could.
Yeah. I'll see. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm thinking... I was already looking up where I should buy the stuff and all this and that. Obviously, Stater Bros.
Dude, I went to three different stores yesterday.
Just for to all make the ingredients? Pad thai.
Yeah. Because I went to Food for Less first. I got the noodles there.
Okay.
Chicken. What else did I get? I didn't find the sauce. I had to go to a fucking Stater Brothers because I thought they would have it at the Asian market. Yeah. They didn't. I went all the way to Stater Brothers. I'm like,
I'm excited for what you're about to make. What you're gonna make? Is it expensive?
I mean, yeah. The sauce. It's a little jar. It's like $7.
Do you have to use all of it or just?
I had to use all of it. Ah, man. What the fuck? So, but I bought two. So I have another one there.
Why don't you check Walmart?
Yeah, I could have.
Dude, I went to Walmart for the first time early morning on a Saturday.
Best feeling.
Because I woke up and I was all like, because I had a bad dream, I guess I can say. It was a stressful dream. And so I woke up and I was like, okay, well, I'm awake at 6 a.m. At 7, I'll go to Walmart. So I did that, bro. And oh my God, bro. What a different world.
So calm.
I usually place my order online, but going in person, I can see everything, bro. And I was like, damn, that's a lot of shit. And I found little mini pumpkin pies. They were cheaper than the ones over there. What happened? I stayed at Rose. And I found croquetas, whatever you want to call them. The Cuban little sausage kind of like thing. I didn't make them right, though. I didn't cook them right. But they were good.
I bought cheese Danish and like a coffee cake from Fufurless.
Yeah.
Well, from Fufurless, but it's made in Ralph's. Which is weird, because I bought it and it just says Ralph's Grocery.
They're probably like sister companies. Yeah.
But what's it called? The cheese Danish is almost done. I bought it yesterday.
Is it a big one?
It's like no. Well, it's like mini cheese Danishes.
Oh,
I think there's like 8, 10, and I think there's 3.
Oh, okay.
And the only ones eating them is me, my dad, and my brother. Bro,
they gotta be that good, you know.
They are good.
Fufurless. I've only been to one Fufurless.
Yeah.
And I was like outside of the Mexican border.
I just go. Yeah, I always go to Fufurless just because it's meat's close and it's quick. But when I went to the Asian market, I didn't find anything. And then when you go there and you have card, you have to buy. It has to be a minimum purchase of $10 to use your card. So I was just like, fuck. There's nothing here. I'm gonna get. The only thing I got was like bean sprouts. The bean sprout, like the for the.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck, I gotta get shit. So I got like 3 fucking of those boba drinks. And they're $1.50. So I'm like, okay, that's
not what you didn't want to walk out with nothing?
Yeah, bro. I had to get shit. And then I got like a pack of matcha lattes.
Yeah.
Or matcha tea, I mean.
Yeah.
And like instant matcha. So I was like, oh, $6 for 8? I bet. And then, what else did I get? I think that was it. I don't know. I love the Asian market, though. So much stuff. I almost got the spicy ramen.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, I don't need it. I talked myself out of it. But, yeah.
Here we are now.
Here we are. Recording. Man, I love Valorant.
Not Rick. Because...
Let's give a live update on Rick's location.
He's probably still home.
Yep. It says he's active. Or it says now. Live.
Yeah, that means active. Or like not active, but like it's his phone right now.
His phone's going off.
He probably fell asleep with TikTok.
Probably.
And he's playing the same video over and over again.
I'm fizzed by a million fucking views. Diaz is home.
What's up, Diaz?
I've been playing too much Fortnite with that guy.
Yeah, I was in the call yesterday. He's all like...
It's so funny, though. It's cool, though. That he can join just Discord on PlayStation.
Yeah,
that's how... I think the other day we were playing Fortnite, and Daisy was playing with us.
Really? Fortnite?
Yeah, because they have a Switch.
Oh.
And so she was playing on the Switch.
Yeah.
Because in Fortnite, there's Eminem has a location. Yeah, it's weird. The game's gone. But Eminem has a location and...
The game's gone.
The game is gone. Eminem has a location and it's like on the edge of the map.
Yeah.
And the storm was coming in and we all didn't realize it. And they were like, get in the helicopter, let's go. Daisy couldn't get in because she doesn't know how to play. And so I was like, dude, I have to leave Daisy. I'm low HP. So I'm flying away and we leave Daisy there. Diaz is fucking crying laughing. I haven't heard him laugh like that. Like in a while. Yeah. Wow. I heard him laugh like that when Zara was raging, but it's just funny when that laugh comes out. And then so or like, all right, give me fucking heals and we'll go back for her card. And we go back and we almost die getting her card. It was just like the funniest sequence like in that game. But yeah, every time Diaz wants me to play with him, I'm like, Jaden has to approve or else I'm not playing.
Approve what, to play?
Yeah, and he'll put Jaden on the mic, and if he makes a noise, I'll get on. I was like, you gotta get Jaden on the mic. Or else I'm not playing.
Yeah, no, yesterday when we were in the call, I was gonna be like, are you gonna get Daisy another PlayStation so that she can play, or? Well, I guess she already does play. Huh?
Yeah, he joined the call the other day too. It was like 2 a.m. Like he just joined randomly at 2 a.m. Like we're all about to get off
on his phone or on the PlayStation.
No, on the PlayStation. I was like, why are you getting off so late? He's like, it's because Daisy turned on my PlayStation because she wanted to play Sims.
What the hell?
And then and then she loaded me into a game of Fortnite and gave me the controller, so now I'm here. I'm like, what?
Oh, so she must have played Sims and then
went to Fortnite and then just put him in a game.
That's funny.
Real. But yeah, that shit's funny.
That's a real woman.
But yeah, that's. Dude, is funny, man.
Great man.
Yeah. Ricky stopped playing Fortnite with us, though. I don't know why. Actually, I probably know why, but. You know, don't assume.
He's doing nothing.
I don't assume. I might have the worst luck, though. Oh, you want to know what happened to me the other day, too? Not the other day, but like. Fuck, I don't have the cup anymore. It was like 4 or 5 days ago.
Yeah.
I went to Circle K.
Yeah.
Because my dad was like, Traeme un trio, like the 3-pack of beer.
Yeah.
So I go, and I'm like, fuck, all right, I'm about to get a Dr. Pepper. I'm about to play some fucking Valorant, Rage. Mm-hmm. Fuck, what else? I think I got some candy, whatever. And then he made me take the fucking expedition that he's fixing.
Yeah.
Fucking shit car. Anyways. No, just kidding. I was driving it, and then there's no cup holders in the car. So I'm driving back.
Why?
I don't know. There's no cup holders. So I'm driving back with the fucking, with the polar pop in my hand.
Yeah.
I had the fucking straw in the other hand. Or like on the other hand, the driving. Because I'll just lose it if I just put it down. So I had it. And you know how when you make a turn, there's a little bump onto my street?
Yeah.
I hit the bump. My straw hits the cup.
It's pierced it. Did it pierce
the hole? Just dripping down my left leg.
No,
down my left leg, and then that split second, I'm like, oh shit! I almost hit the parked car that's there. I'm like, dude, no. What the fuck is happening? And then I'm just like, oh, whatever. And I made sure I didn't hit it. And I'm just like that, like 30-second, like minute to me getting my house. I'm just like, you just hear the drench. Drip.
What happened to your drink?
It was like half fucking
empty.
Yeah, it was like half of it got emptied, and then I just put it in a cup.
Oh.
But like, I get home, and I show my dad. I'm like, mira. He's like, ¿por qué no fuiste a dar otro? I'm like, I was already making the turn. Why am I gonna go back? All that hassle. And then so I'm just fucking drenched, and then I come in and I'm all fucking mad now. And I was like, fuck, I gotta fucking change. I'm already mad, and I load into fucking Valorant. I get even more mad. I'm like, fuck this shit.
Fuck good this idea.
Shit. Yeah. But, dude, it was. If I had the cup there, I threw it away, but the fucking hole, man. That shit pissed me off. It was on my favorite sweats, too.
Let me look back at the homies before I get deported. Yeah, I'm surprised Ricky hasn't looking up.
See what the governor of California said?
Well, no, what did he say?
Gavin Newsom. He said that he's going to protect and like all the immigrants and shit or like shit like that.
Yeah.
Just like protect them and make sure like they're all good and stuff. At least that's what I read. I don't know that's true, but.
It hurts right here for some reason.
My finger hurts. This one. Too much clicking. Actually, I don't know why it hurts, though, because I, like, it must have been when I, like, I don't know. Well, I have a new thing now.
New saying?
It's not a good one. I've been saying the fuck a lot.
The fuck?
Yeah. The why? Fuck?
Haven't you already said that before?
No. Nope.
Where'd you get it from?
I saw a video. And then it was just like, it was just a girl saying, the fuck? It was just so annoying. It just, I picked up on it. I'm like, fuck. Or sometimes I'll think about that guy that throws up. That when he reacts to nasty food.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard you saying the thing he says, the what the fuck?
Or, what the fuck?
Yeah. You sound like him.
That shit fucking disgusts.
His name is Dalton, I think.
He's like so funny, dude. That shit fucking sick.
Yeah.
Dude, I love his videos.
No, that's just fucking nasty. Or some shit. I don't know what he says, but fucking, it's, I love his videos.
That fuck is sick.
I just like when he starts gagging or something.
I fucking hate beans. It's so funny, dude. I love TikTok. I can live on TikTok. Actually, no, I can.
You can live on TikTok?
No, I'm just kidding. Are they getting rid of TikTok?
Supposedly, but I haven't heard anything.
They always say that shit. Oh, what time do the Steelers play tomorrow?
I don't know, but my game's at 10 a.m.
Mine's at 10 a.m. Shit.
Are both our games at 10 a.m.?
Fuck. Thing is, I don't think I'll wake up.
We're playing the Bucks.
Yeah, we're playing the Commanders. Big game tomorrow. And we made trades at the deadline.
There's a lot of 10 a.m. games. At least we're not the Giants and the Panthers. 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. They're playing in Germany.
Oh, yeah, huh? Forgot about that. Yeah, I'm not watching.
It's funny because I saw a meme, too. It was like, all the European games are getting all the shit NFL teams.
So they had last time the Packers and the...
I think London had the Patriots and the Jaguars.
Oh, but there's another team that, I think in Brazil.
Oh, yeah. The Eagles and Packers, yeah.
There you go. And something about the color green was illegal to use.
Some, I don't know.
But they still, you know.
Even Brazil's like, I guess they told the players to stay in their hotels at night.
Oh, shit.
Because they can't, like, because it's just dangerous in Brazil.
Oh, my fuck.
It's like, for what? For what? Today is finally the day. Bonjour.
I might make a stop at the... I might go to the Asian market after this, to be honest. Grab some noodles.
Love that. Some budak?
I don't know.
Budak carbonara?
Probably not from that brand, but from... They have... There's like a chow mein one.
It's like a stir fry one? Yeah. Not the... Yeah, stir fry, I guess.
No, I prefer those ones. I don't know the brand, but it's a white and brown bag, though.
They don't know what you're talking about.
Have you ate their food there yet? I never. What? Because they have food there. I never,
the Asian market?
Yeah. Never had their food. I know it's different all the time.
The one by the high school, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's the one we're talking about.
I think it's Filipino food.
Vietnamese, I think.
Either or. I don't know.
Yeah. But it's the Asian market. They got a shit ton of noodles in there.
I've never had it. The only thing I've had is their boba.
Yeah, I've had that there.
Thai tea.
And they have those there too. They got a lot of shit. They got those like Asian, like make your food thing, little packs, whatever they are.
They have the ramen, the soda. That's just so good. And with the little ball in them, but that's stuck there.
I was sending the guys because like I feel bad for Daisy because she's gonna be the only girl at the Friendsgiving. I'm like, who's she gonna? I feel like, who's she gonna talk? Your mom. Your mom's gonna be here, right?
Mom's gonna be there.
She can talk to your mom.
Oh, she'll be around. Or I could
bust out Fortnite and then.
Get invite somebody.
Oh. You can.
I have told her.
You can. I won't oppose to it.
That's what I'm saying. But I'll see. Ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. I probably will. I'm probably gonna tell her today.
Kamala comes. This is the person you...
She's here to address the nation in my living room.
She's, like, talking about, like, the problems.
I know we said we didn't want to talk about the politics too much, but I just want to... I did like her, like, what she said, that she addressed the nation.
Yeah. Oh, after she lost? Yeah, I did watch that, too.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Hopeful. I think she's probably a lock for next election.
She could run next time. So I guess she'll run twice more.
No, yeah, I think she's a lock, like, to win, I mean.
Oh, to locked in?
Yeah.
Well, depends who... That's crazy, isn't it?
It's crazy now because it's like...
Because Trump's out of the picture. After these 4 years, it's out.
Who's going to run against
him? He can't run. And even if he tries to stay, he can't. He can't. No one's going to let him do that.
Yeah, he can.
Biden. Have you seen those? Like, people
he's so deteriorated.
People wrote him in.
Oh, my God. They're just like, voted him back. I did see the numbers between this election and last election.
Yeah.
There's way more votes than last election.
Yeah, because last election, then people were like, we got to get this guy out of the office.
Now they want him back in.
Yeah. I wonder why. Free healthcare. No. I don't know why they put in. There's such a big...
I don't know.
But did you see the numbers last time? I think it was between Hillary and Trump and then Biden and Trump. Those numbers were switched.
Really?
Yeah, Biden got the same amount of states that, or electoral numbers that Trump did against Hillary.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I just been seeing the memes of, like, Trump against female candidates during presidency election.
I've been seeing...
And they just turned into the Miami Brown.
Oh. I keep seeing on Twitter videos of people upset. And yelling at the camera, and I'm just like, I don't know what to say to that, but it's, you know,
shit's crazy, man.
Can I say something that not Biden, fucking Queso was arguing about last night?
What?
So I'm watching the stream, and he said this. It's nothing political, Yeah, it's not. He said that wearing a seatbelt should be an option and that we shouldn't be getting ticketed for it. And I was like, what? I mean, I understand the option thing because, like, yeah, it's your life. You can do whatever you want, you know? But then he's all like, he said this. He said, why can a guy on a motorcycle not have to wear a seatbelt, but we have to? And I was like, man, that makes sense. And I said that to, I forgot who said it. I think Santos. Santos was like, was it Santos? I think it's Santos or...
Santos might say some troll shit.
Yeah, he's all like... Because people on motorcycles, if they have a seatbelt, they can just, like... If they get in an accident, they'll just get cut in half. Which, I don't think so, but I mean...
They necessarily have.
It makes sense, right? Like, they don't have to wear seatbelts. Why do I have to?
Yeah.
You know?
But then one crash and they're done.
Yeah, but they're
crazy.
They know that. That's where they get on the motorcycle every day. They know there's a chance it might fly away.
It's like, how do you put a seatbelt on a motorcycle?
You just buckle right over you. And then that way you fall with the bike.
Yeah, but then the bike lands on the leg. It's over.
Oh, then there's an eject thing.
Ejectosito cut.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's interesting. I don't know how I feel about that.
Jesse dropped my phone.
But
I want to see the dogs are here. Nope.
But
they're probably hanging out with your dad. That's what they probably heard. Your dad.
Oh, they're probably just in the living room.
Chilling.
Bye.
Can't wait for Friendsgiving. Thanksgiving's going to be
annoying. Can't wait for Christmas.
Christmas too. I can't wait to give this.
Steelers play Christmas Day.
I imagine losing Christmas Day.
We're going to beat the Chiefs.
Right, Jesse. Against the Chiefs?
Yeah. You don't think we're beating the Chiefs? Okay.
The Chiefs.
Yeah, we're beating the Chiefs.
Right? Aren't they like 7-0 right now?
Yeah. You want to know the crazy thing?
On my
fantasy,
I would. If you guys beat the Chiefs, I would go crazy. Like the one team that beats them, that'd be funny.
They're 8-0.
8-0, damn.
And then this is my pick for this Sunday's game.
Why? The Saints make sense, but do you win anything from that? Or just pick.
No, I'm just picking. I think if you're like first or something, you get. What do you get?
I knew it. Whoa. What do you want, ugly? What do you want? You're gonna drop my phone. What do you want? What do you want? Give me your paw. There we go. Nice to see you.
If you win this whole pick thing, you get a 10K bonus.
Bam. Oh, Ricky and I went to the casino the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was having a bad day. I was having a bad day, and my plan was to go to Taco Bell, get a burrito. Hey, don't eat my shoe. Get a burrito, and then just like wait like a couple hours just be out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then I called Ricky because I was like, oh, I kind of want to go to the casino, eat at the 360 bar, because I was craving their fried pickles. So we do that. Oh, dude, they have these big tater tots, and they're loaded with cheese and bacon. Jesse, you will love it.
You know what I have been loving? Sweet potato tater tots.
Sweet potato tater tots? You know what? Oh, dude.
So good.
Wingstop fries. I got Wingstop the other day. Oh, my God. Those Wingstop fries are so good. I don't know what it is about them, but they're good.
Wingstop fries?
Yeah. Something about it was so good.
What, like normal fries?
Yeah, just the regular fries.
I always get like some voodoo.
Voodoo fries? Yeah, I never do.
Or like cheese.
I did that once and it wasn't worth
cheese
it.
Cheese fries.
But what's it called?
I love cheese fries.
Yeah, we went over there and then Ricky's all like, oh, I'll give you a 20 for lunch so he can pay half. And then I paid half. And then, or I guess he paid like a quarter or a third of it. But what's it called? He's like, oh, I want to bet $20. And I was like, okay. So we went to, he ended up getting like a membership. Well, we both did because it's free. And they gave you free $20 to play.
Oh.
Free to play $20. All you got to do is just put a buck in and then like it'll work. Huh. So we did that. We both opened up an account. So now we have the app. So like show us like.
How much you have.
And deals, stuff. Points, and whatnot. For sure. Yeah, so right now I think we have like 50% off on stuff like that.
Dubs.
With our membership. And yeah, we were planning to probably go again in the future. But I don't know if I really want to get into this whole gambling shit.
All right, Ryan, you do win big.
Have
we talked about that?
Yeah, we did. We won. Did we? We can say it. I mean, we went.
I remember we talked about
Jesse it. And I went to the. Yeah, I think we did. We went to the casino one time, you and I, to watch the Steelers play, and then we had to wait for a minute. So we played for a bit, and I won like in total like almost $50.
That was almost
off a dollar.
That was the most absurd shit that I've
off seen. A dollar.
bro went from $1 to 17.
And then again, I played and I got 36.
17 extra money. Sure.
I was able to pay
$5. 7 times your money. Sure.
Yep. That was great.
Me, I doubled my money. Lost it all. Yeah, I shouldn't get into gambling because that'd be bad for me.
Gambling would be bad.
Yeah. Gambling with my dad.
Huh?
What'd you say? Gambling with my dad?
No, gambling would be bad
for me. Yeah. I just lose everything.
Sophie. I already know what I'm going to get you guys for Christmas. Or for the podcast Christmas thing. Sorry, I got so many things on my mind right now. Especially
you're just lunch. Excited.
It's what?
You're just excited.
Yeah, I just like giving gifts. I just, you know. I already have everything, like, what I want to get for, like, the family, you know?
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
It's just a matter of getting wrapping paper. Yeah, last year my sister got this wrapping paper. It wasn't like wrapping paper, kind of like how it's got that plastic. It was like paper, and like brown paper with like pincings on it. I thought it was so nice, but I think I just gotta get something like.
I gotta put Christmas lights at some point.
Normal, I guess. I should only buy one roll because last year I bought two rolls and I just. I just wasted all, you know? It's like, what's the point?
Yeah. I think we just have rolls here. That's like I use like the same ones that we have.
Yeah.
Cause like no one really wraps gifts. We usually just put them in bags now.
Yeah, I gotta buy bows.
Good old Mexican way.
I gotta buy bows. I already got tape. I need to buy little name thingies. Mm-hmm. And then the wrapping paper.
What do you want?
I'm not gonna go with you. She stopped and turned around and looked at me.
Bye.
Look at my stats. Sorry.
Hey, you're all, it's all red.
Hey.
The door opened. The ghost opened it.
Dude, it's just I literally have the worst luck though.
With winning, or just in general.
Just in general, I just get dumbasses on my teams. Or I just get people that go AFK. I'm like, for what? For what?
For why?
For why? Let's watch Among Us.
Watch Among Us?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, is this the real life Among Us that they do, or is this a...
No, it's just they actually play Among Us. But they'll do like, they do it modded and they'll just do...
Did you see their video, the bar game ones?
Show is funny.
That's fun.
Danny Aarons. Speaking of Danny Aarons, he's having a kid. Just crazy.
Really?
Danny Aarons.
Whatever happened to... Never mind. I don't know what I was going to say.
I don't know.
Does he still have beef with Dan TDM? Most likely, huh?
I think he's the only one that has beef.
He's the only one who's mad.
Yeah.
But Dan was standing on business. Kai's been doing his subathon. I think he's like almost going to be at the... I know he made the halfway mark from 250,000.
Yeah, I saw the clip of the NPC Miles Morales.
Yeah,
and the actual Miles Morales.
Oh yeah, that one happened last night, I think.
In the same room, that shit was funny.
Fucking these, dude, he's shown the AMP cipher like 4 or 5 times now. Damn. On the live. He's shown it to Uzi, Snoop Dogg. I don't think he did Kodak. He showed
Glorilla.
The Quavo. I think that's it right now. 4 or 5 times. I think it was like 4 times. But still, bro.
Let it go.
Yeah, man. And yeah, people are like, in the comments are like, people are saying like, half the video views are all from Kai. Like,
Glorilla's the goat. I only say that because she's a Steelers fan.
Oh.
The go. I don't even listen to her.
Sing anymore. One of her songs.
Anyways. What'd you say?
I don't know any of her songs.
Damn.
Right now he's at 263,000.
Jesus.
And I think the record is 326,000 that he has to beat.
Mm-hmm.
From Iron Mouse.
He's on pace to get 1 million apparently.
Yeah, I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, but...
Because, I mean, all these gifted subs and I haven't received one. Explain that.
What I'm saying. Me neither, actually.
I've gotten some from Cinna and Agent, but none from anywhere else.
Cinna and Agent.
Is that 9 degrees?
Man.
What's that noise? Is that a fan in there?
Yeah. I don't know why. Actually, I know why. Probably because I fucking...
Dented something.
Yeah, I hit this with the controller, like, 2 years ago. When I used to rage and hit my controller onto this.
Are you stupid?
Yeah. I'm a little stupid.
A little?
Hi.
No.
Hi.
Hi. I was playing Warzone with my cousin and my brother and a friend of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. I mean, my cousin dropped 24 kills, and we almost won, but he miscalculated on how many people were on the other team. And yeah.
Can't be doing that.
It would have been a 27 game kill. It's been fun playing the game, honestly. Okay.
My bad, compressor. My bad. Wait, the Steelers released Terrell Edmonds?
What for?
Actually, I don't think he's going to play anyway, to be honest, but... Poor guy, man. He's been bouncing around the league. Even though we, like, drafted him and then we traded him. And then we re-signed him. Because he got fucking cut. And now we cut him. All good. All good in the hood. You're gonna unleash... Yeah, I can't believe Ricky actually first, like, didn't show up.
Yeah. I was, like, so certain he's gonna be here.
That's, make sure he gets me a peppermint hot chocolate.
Oh, are those out now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna have
him. I love peppermint hot chocolate. I
just needed, chocolate. Like, something to drink, a coffee, some shit. I had a dream last night. It was so weird. It was, like, a plane in the sky, like, kind of, like, folded and, like, broke, and it was coming down, like, this is a big ass plane, and it, like, the wings, like, folded and, like, was crashing down, and it was, like, gonna hit, like, somewhere here, and I was, like, and I was panicking because I was all, like, holy shit, we gotta get out of here, or it's gonna land on one of us, you know.
And so you wake up, you're like,
and I was like, I woke up and I was like, fuck. And then I went back to sleep and I was in the same kind of dream. Mm-hmm. But now it was like a desert, and I had, like, Chips Ahoy. You know Chips Ahoy?
The chewy.
No, just the blue ones. I don't like the chewy ones.
Oh, fair.
And it, but it was like a mega big box of it. Like, and I was like, holy shit.
Just
and,
a bucket.
And I really wanted some. And I couldn't. I woke up and there was none.
It's the worst.
Yeah, so
I think you know it's bad when I've had a dream of Valorant.
Oh my god. You were in the game or like you were playing the game?
I was in the game.
Jesus, who were you?
I'm playing right now.
It's just you dreaming about how you could have won the game.
Yeah.
It's just, like, this haunting you that you didn't win the game.
It's like, god damn it, bro. Dude, I'm playing so well too. And I just get fuckheads, bro. It's like, I might as well just fucking play with Santos. Might as well just get on an alt account and just grind an alt account. No, I'm just playing. But, yeah. I love my bed, bro.
$1 off a meatball sandwich at Wiener Schnitzel? We're gonna go.
That shit looks nasty from that picture.
It's a hot dog bun with the with meatballs.
Yeah, that's... No, no thank you.
Oh, I just can't wait to...
The place that has a good meatball sub, Firehouse.
Can't argue with that.
Firehouse is so good.
It's 99 degrees.
So good. So good.
So good.
So good.
Oh, man. Subway. Subway doesn't smell so bad right now.
Honestly, my mom's probably going to make a cake if she's here for Friendsgiving. I think my mom will be here.
Yeah, I told the guys that your mom will most likely be here. What about your brother?
He'll probably be here, but he'll probably just be in his room.
Yeah.
And then my dad will either be in the garage or in his room.
Probably so. Not here. Oh.
Probably not, actually. Who knows? I don't know yet.
I feel, you know, sure, like, I don't know.
What?
I'm sure there'll be enough food for them to grab some, too.
Yeah, this brother will probably grab some.
For sure.
Because he grabbed some last year.
Does he have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's funny, he might be doing something with his girlfriend instead of being here. But, you know.
Who knows?
Who knows?
No. My mom will be here. Yeah, because my mom wants to see Jaden.
Okay. Will this be the first time she sees her?
No. Him? She's met him before, but it was like... Fuck, when was that? Was that? That must have been a while ago. Must have been like in the summer? Like in May.
She just needs to see him again.
So it's been a while. But she, like, I'll usually, like, when Daisy posts, like, oh, he turned 10 months, I'll show her, like, the post.
Oh, yeah, your mom.
It's like, Está creciendo. I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
Look at him.
That's what happened.
Fucking heat. But I always keep telling her, like he's so chill around us.
Yeah, he is.
Like, he doesn't, like,
when
he
went to...
Doesn't cry.
No, he doesn't. Yeah.
No, what does he doesn't cry.
I just love when he stares.
Yeah, he's just like...
He's so adorable. He's got, he's got Daisy's face features, but Diaz's head.
Big ass head. Big ass head. That shit was funny. He's got your head. He's got your big ass head. Hey!
I didn't say that. You said that, didn't you?
I did say that. You're like, he's got your head. I was like, big eye head. Big eye head. Like, hey!
he does have Diaz's hair, too.
Yeah. That kid's gonna... Can't wait till he drinks with us. Imagine.
Till he drinks with us? That'd be crazy. When he graduates, you're like, I've been saving this bottle for you.
This bottle's aged just for you.
18 years. not 21, 18.
Aged liquor, though, is the best, though.
Ow. Age what? Ages?
Aged liquor.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I still can't believe my Theo just... He had two fucking bottles that were aged, and he just opened them because I was there.
They were probably, let's drink. Probably for you, you know?
Yeah. New Year's finished out. I think that bottle was aged for like 10 years. That shit was crazy. The goat.
Are you going to watch Simon after I leave?
Yeah. Heat up my pad thai. Eat. Watch this. And then... I think that's it.
I can't eat without watching something.
Yeah. It's very iPad kid now.
And it's just like entertainment. My mom got mad at me the other day because I was like on my PC.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think she understands it. She has a TV and I don't. Yeah. Like that's my entertainment right there.
Like, yeah. This is our TV.
Yeah, basically.
Like, the fuck?
She doesn't understand it. Like, the fuck? Shut up.
It's just a habit, dude. It's that video, that girl, or it's that guy. Like, I just have both of them in my head when I say that. What the fuck is that?
Uh-oh. Oh, whenever we're playing Warzone, like, today, we started the game, and I killed, like, four guys just by hitting them with my pistol. But I have this thing where I'll say, take that dick, take that, when I kill them. And I got my cousins.
You'll get on the fucking
I got mic. My cousins and my brothers saying it whenever they
take do that shit.
Take that dick. Take that dick, not take that shit.
Take that dick is crazy.
It's funny.
As they're down, you're just teabagging them.
Oh, I hate when there's those players, dude, that just tick me off when they do that shit. they'll do this thing because you can like interrogate people now and like expose where your teammates are.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll start doing it, stop doing it, teabag you, and then like they'll like do it again. I'm like, these guys are annoying. And then the most annoying shit ever that ticks off my little brother. I don't really I understand it because it's disrespectful. But when they kill you and you see the kill, like, not the kill cam, but you're like, the cam just stays there and you see you around. And they'll just keep shooting your body after you're dead. A little bit of hate that shit. It's like, someone, go kill that motherfucker.
Think it's me and Santos are like
that. That's
weird, dude. Oh my god. That's just because we play, like, whenever we play ranked, then someone, like, some people just do that too.
Yeah. It's annoying.
So, like, whenever, like, if I usually do it when I shit on somebody. Like, if I shit on you bad, I'm shooting your body. Or if you're just, like, annoying. Like, if you're not, like, you're just not peeking me and I'm, like, clearly just damaging you, like, fuck off. Yeah. Just fight me.
My little brother does this thing where, like, we'll be in a building and he's all like, oh, I cut that person down. Shoot them with your precision airstrike. And we'll be like, no one has a precision airstrike. He's like, there's a buy station over there. Go get it. Like, motherfucker, why don't you go get it, bro? What the fuck is this?
You go get it.
And there's times where, like, he'll go down, and he's like, someone go, come here, come kill him. And he'll die. He's like, my shitty-ass teammates. And, and then when it happens to us, he'll just run away. And I'm like, oh, this shitty-ass
teammates.
This motherfucker. This guy sucks, man.
He's so mean.
So rude.
He's working at Jersey Mike's again. Because his HVAC job, they don't get a lot of business during winter.
Yeah.
So he still has a job. And he might get like a work like job here and there. But
he's like part-time at Jersey Mike's.
Part-time Jersey Mike's, yeah.
For sure.
So I was like, does that mean I can get that sandwich again? That he used to make me? It's like a Philly cheesesteak sandwich. Oh, dude, it was so fire. I can get it right now if I want after this if I wanted to, but it's probably expensive sandwich, dude.
Yeah.
And I'm going to want like a big one, too. A good old sandwich.
Yeah. Even the small one just fucking filled me up.
The little tiny ones?
Yeah, the ones. Yeah.
I got to get like the half one.
So good. Unbeatable. You know what I haven't had in a while? Chipotle.
Well, they're still making that Chipotle right here, right?
I think so. I think they already have the building like built.
Yeah, the Starbucks and the Chipotle.
I think it just has to be like they have to pave the driveway and all that.
Yeah. And they still gotta build. They're gonna build a Farmers Boys, which I never had.
Me neither.
I want to go to Texas Roadhouse too, but I've never been there.
Me neither. Well, have I? No, I haven't. I have not.
There's a lot of food I want to try in the world.
So many things.
We broke an hour.
Wow.
Without Ricky. And he has not messaged us. Either he is dead asleep or
he's dead. I'm just kidding.
Doesn't want to talk. Yeah. I don't know.
Hopefully he's not dead.
Sorry, I'm checking.
Ew.
What?
I was just checking all the comments on the Steelers release.
Okay, it says active 11 minutes ago. Now it says. Yeah, he's probably home. It's okay. I bet he's happy he's not. He doesn't have to drive all the way out here.
He still drives over here?
For the last 15, 30.
Should I just like put it in our group chat? Ricky, we're still waiting on you?
No, just play. No. Let me fucking. Oh, shit, I'm on my way. Yeah, I'm telling you, I wouldn't be able to just like wait here for him. If I came here and he's like, oh, give me an hour or 30 minutes.
Like, no, bro.
Nah, I gotta record it in.
No, bro.
Because I haven't eaten yet, and I'm starting to feel it.
Yeah. You're a little cranky. A little cranky.
I woke up early, so I might take a nap after I eat, to be honest. I might have a crash. A food coma? Is that what they're called?
Food coma?
Depends what I get.
I love it.
I'm asking if I get the noodles over there at the Asian shop. You hear my stomach.
Tuck, I haven't ate either. But I'm already thinking of that pad thai.
It sounds good the way you're talking about it.
Can't wait.
I can't wait to eat. Honestly, anything.
I'm going to make that bitch spicy. No,
I wouldn't mind it. But what you should do is probably leave some of the chili on the side for people.
I don't make it too spicy.
Yeah, JJ's not going to want it.
Plus, I think when I make it, I think I might do shrimp and chicken instead of just chicken. But I don't know yet. So I feel like shrimp would be good with that too. Or I might make two different. I might do that.
Two what?
I might make two separate like dishes. So like one chicken, one shrimp. So I don't combine the shrimp and chicken. You know? Just in case. I might do that. Fuck.
Just make sure you...
I do that. Fuck.
You cut off the tail. Because I don't like shrimp with tails on it, dude. My grandma sometimes forgets to cut the tails off.
Look at the jumbo shrimp. Jumbo shrimp.
Del Taco's got that. That whole shrimp tacos. Oh, those are good. The beer battered ones.
Beer battered. I gotta show my ID for that. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
Get it? Beer battered.
I've seen those posts where it'd be like, guys, don't kill yourself. And it's photos of food.
Oh my god.
There's like one, guys, don't kill yourself. And he's at Chili's with the mozzarella things.
There's so much to live for.
There's one where a guy made like steak and like fries and I don't know what else, but like
so good.
Yeah, like a 20-ounce fucking soda.
So good.
Thinking about food right now, I'm really hungry.
Should we just end this shit and you go
get food? We broke an hour, and
that's enough.
That's an hour for a day. We can't go like another hour. I'm telling you that.
Yeah, no, we definitely
won't. We don't have anything else to talk about. Yeah. We can't talk about Trump's new policies, guys.
We can talk about why he's good. No, I'm just kidding. No. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm going to get told I'm going to kill myself. Oh, my God. Fuck, it's over
for me. Everyone's unfollowing now.
Oh, my God. All right, thank you for this. Are we ending it?
Yeah, if you want to. All right, you're trying to eat your pad time. You got the video ready to go.
I got my video ready. Shit. Email?
Unless your brother ate it.
No. Okay. I got the email and the Instagram.
I already know what I mean.
All right. Thank you for listening to this episode. Simpin' Pippin. Are you Simpin'? Are you Pippin? I'm your host, Jesse, with my host as always,
Brian.
And Ricky, obviously, we'll give an update. Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe not. Well, next episode, you guys will hear his update. Yeah, he'll be why here. He missed out, most likely.
He'll be here. Brian, where can they listen
to this podcast? You guys can listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
Yup.
Jesse?
Instagram, official.sap.podcast. Email, sapbusiness@sappodcast.net.
Yeah, make sure you guys reach us on that email. Ask any questions or topics you guys want us to talk about, and we'll try to get to them.
That book sick. That book sick. The book.
The book. I'm glad it's the weekend, though.
Why am I watch Harry Pooper today?
Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just say Harry Pooper because Paris sent me Harry. She was like, she spammed me to, she was like, you want to watch Harry Potter? Trying to get my attention. And she said Harry Pooper. So I've been saying that. Well, we might watch the third movie today.
I don't know if we can talk about it, but her cat passed.
Yeah. R.I.P. Pixie.
Yeah. Right. I hope Paris is doing well. Paris, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry for your loss. I haven't been able to talk to her. But I told Jesse I feel for them.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. All right. Have a good day. Have a good life. Have a good week. Have a good Friendsgiving, Thanksgiving, Kwanzaa, Christmas, Hanukkah,
New Year's,
Valentine's Day, Groundhog Day.
Happy early birthday, Brian.
Veterans Day. Say that. Happy early birthday, Brian.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it.
That's about it. We'll leave it there. That's it. Fuck you, Ricky.
Fuck Ricky. Fucking sleeping. I think like he's got shit to do. No, I'm just kidding.
Is your keyboard the Mexican flag?
I tried making it Christmas lights or Christmas like themed, and it looks like the Italian flag.
Oh, the Italian flag. My bad.
Right? It looks like the Italian. I don't know.
Isn't? Oh yeah, because well, it's the same thing, just without the logo in the center is the Mexico flag.
Yeah.
Well, that is the Italian flag. Yeah.
Yeah.
Christmas. I'm so happy for that Christmas is coming up.
That's what I'm saying.
Are we gonna do Secret Santa? Not Secret Santa. Yeah. Ooh. Secret Santa. Yeah. I don't know.
We could.
We could. We'll talk about it. We'll set like a $20, $30, $40 limit.
We could do it on. We could talk about Friendsgiving too.
Yeah, we'll do it on Friendsgiving.
We'll do Friendsgiving, and then we'll like meet up before Christmas or some shit.
Yeah. And then we'll do our Christmas exchange here and for the podcast, on a separate day, obviously.
Oh, we do Secret Santa, and then the day of the Secret Santa, we get hot chocolate. The fuck?
You hear it? What's it called? Chill Bill? Alright, chat.
Alright, chat.
We'll catch you on the next one.
Alright, char.
Char.
Alright, char. See you guys. Bye. Fuck off.